May the peace and clarity of being in a right relationship with Jesus bring you joy, dear family. Jesus began speaking to me this morning before I even had a chance to catch my breath, really. He said, I wanted everyone in the community to know how pleased I am with them. They really listened and applied the teaching I gave them for this last week, which was, I am my brother's keeper. And I think that just went up yesterday. He continued, my precious ones, I live inside of you and am a part of all your thoughts and doings. I see how you correct yourselves and how you really try to reform your lives. I want you to know that truly I am with you, dispensing graces each time you apply effort to do what is right, in spite of your own personal preferences. Claire, I see how you make an effort to offer your appetite to me and choose the lesser food rather than excusing yourself to self-indulge when you're feeling stressed. I am happy with these efforts, beloved, and you are going to see results in your spiritual life. Mothers are famous for giving their babies the breast when they cry. However, as children grow older, they become accustomed to treats when they have gone through difficult situations. Perhaps you remember as a child, you got a sucker from the doctor after the shot. This conditions you to reach for comfort in food as you get older. Most of you were raised this way and have that automatic built-in response. Yet there were some mothers who handled it differently. In any case, all of you are showing true improvement in your motives and actions, and I am so very happy with you. Please do not let this progress slip from your mind. Press in and keep it, knowing that as you deprive yourselves of indulging your self-will with physical consolations, you are growing spiritually. I am looking out for you day after day, arranging your responses ahead of time according to grace. It is good for all of you to envision my mind being received and melded into your own when you place the helmet of salvation upon your heads. Not only is this a reminder that I have given my mind to all who ask for it, it is truly taking place in the realm of faith, according to your own faith in the vision when you don your helmet. This helmet is very, very real and is infused with copious graces, more than I can ever possibly reveal to you. It is yours for the asking, as long as you ask in faith. Satan's number one job when you awake in the morning is to turn your day dark and sour, so you will not be able to function in the spirit as I've called you to. He wants to weaken you immediately. When you take this helmet in faith, I change the enemy's plans and protect, nourish, and inspire your mind and heart. You cannot separate your mind and heart. They work together. And motivation, inspiration, and even perseverance are closely tied to the clarity of this heart-mind connection. This is one reason why I am continually prompting you to do away with worldly thoughts, worldly news. It cleanses you of the chaff so the seeds can bear fruit. Please do not allow this progress to slip away from you. When you have taken thoughts captive and made them your own by putting them into action repeatedly, you form new habits, holy habits, that remove you further and further away from your past of carnality and selfishness. Of course, the enemy is very frustrated to see that you've made progress, and he will lie in wait for you to grow weak and then tempt you to backslide. Hold to the good and holy ways, my chosen ones. Perfect yourselves now that your wedding gowns may be spotless and wrinkle-free, ready for that great day, which, by the way, is swiftly approaching. I want to remind you that I still love to dance with you When you try to do too much in the world, our relationship suffers. There's a powerful undercurrent of getting it done that is constantly being projected onto you. I call it the rush-rush demon. He continued, "You do well to ignore it and give yourself over to our special time together. Truly, I miss dancing with you. After all, we must rehearse for the great day. I know that you live under a cloud of expectation and conflicts about what tomorrow will bring. But I want you to know that each day has its own challenges and things to accomplish. And all that I ask of you is that you are faithful in the little things, as well as the great, each day. Live according to what I have set before you. Do not allow the pending to-do list or do-do list of things to hound you and goad you into action. No groom wants his bride to be thinking about cleaning the closets when they're out on the town dancing and romancing. But this is the effect of taking the things of the world more seriously than those of the spirit. So please do all in your power to begin to rebuke those lists when the enemy tries to overshadow your thinking with them. Truly, this is a device of the evil ones to rob us of our time together and cause you continuing anxiety. But all in all, I am very pleased with your efforts to set aside your personal agendas and care for your brother. Selfishness is beginning to decrease. Brotherly love increase. How pleased I am with you. Now I would ask you to come dance with me and be of one heart and one mind with me, undivided by the contamination of the world. I will help you in that endeavor. Besides, wouldn't you rather be with me than that dirty old axle you have to repair? The enemy is an opportunist. Kick those thoughts out of your mind the way you would take control over a snake trying to enter your house. For truly, these thoughts that are presented to you as urgent and pressing are merely poisonous snakes targeting you with their venom. They are sent from Satan to derail your relationship with me and one another. I have given you all authority to deal with them. Use it. I bless you now, my precious bride, with the clarity of mind, humility, perseverance, in putting the world outside of the holy space we share together. My heart swells with pride when I see you taking my instructions to heart. Truly, it is not the lowly instrument that delivers them that matters. It is the content I have given her for you that matters. Thank you for taking it to heart, for truly I have revealed my will for you to her.